Hey there, I'm Dr. Ruth Roberts, your pet's ally. Hope you all are having a great week so far. And hopefully the internet gods will continue to shine on us. So we've got lots of questions this week, so let me pop over to the group and we'll get going. So Nina is, let me just swap sites here. Nina, actually, we're going to talk very shortly. And let's see, so yes, the lives are all recorded and saved, so they are on the member site, and you can always find the link here on the page, and then in the member site, you'll also find a transcript and an audio file. So, and we'll talk more about this, but Thailand powder actually was going to be my suggestion. And we'll work on the food in a little bit too. So check that out. Great. So Bettina's had a recheck on the toluene on his Murphy's Glacier Peak holistic or life stress scan. So that's good. He had some pretty pronounced sensitivity to toluene, and that seems to have cleared. But he's now sensitive to kelp and salt. That's really interesting. And especially salt, that doesn't quite make sense. But what I would do is use, and I'm not sure if you've got the results, Bettina, but if kelp is the only sea vegetable that you can't use, or if all of them are included. So you could use something like arame or nori or something of that nature to help take care of that. Salt is weird though, that doesn't make sense. And so if you've been using like a regular kitchen salt, you know, or you've been using Redmond's real salt or Himalayan salt or what have you, you may try to change forms because it may be a mineral in the salt mix that's the issue more than anything else. And then Bettina's also asking about phytospore. And Bettina, it is for any dog. And it is, I really have been very, very pleased with this probiotic. I would encourage you to use it for everybody. For dogs that are apparently healthy, what I would suggest is using it daily for 2 weeks to help load them, and then using it 1 to 3 times a week, depending on if you see a download, you know, sort of things aren't working as well as you would like. And great, and Sri is seeing really good. Really good results. That's wonderful. But I have to say this has been fabulous. Hayo had some real gut issues with soft mucousy stools and things of that nature. And that really stopped. And we're down to dosing 2 twice a week, which I continue with that dose because I think that it's also helping her anxiety level. So I hope that makes sense. But if you do not know, if you haven't looked at Phytospore, let me put a link here, but I've been super happy with it and very impressed in the results. And the other bonus is that they do not have a prebiotic in there, which helps. So Jen is asking about Thorn Curcuvet, and they've discontinued it. And so Jen, we've got a couple of changes coming up. So one is that we've got a curcumin supplement that hopefully will come in within the next week or so after the Shipageddon is over. But that I'm really excited about because it's appropriate as far as it's got coconut oil, bioperine, and then it does have some bacon flavor, which I think will help get it down. There's also a Gero product and a Gaia product, but for your kitties, I think the Gero one will be a bit better. The reason you don't see it in the shop any longer is that we're transitioning to just a few hand-picked supplements, and then we're going to give everybody access to something called FullScript, which you may be familiar with if you work with a human integrative medicine practitioner. And what it is an online pharmacy for supplements, and you will be able to go there and sort of order what you would like at will. This just seems to work better in terms of us trying to get it ordered for you, get it shipped to you, because there's such a lag from our distributors. And then we weren't selling enough stuff to make sense to stock it in the warehouse. But check that out. If you need some direction, just message Hannah at Dr. Ruth Roberts at drruthroberts.com and see if she can help you out with that too and get you the full script credentials. Good to hear from you too. I hope your kitties are all well. So let's see, Wendy's saying that Rudy has some saliva discoloration right there around his lips, and looks like in between the toes as well, and the toe pads are kind of dry as well. So she's wondering, is this because of his urine pH being too high, or yeast or what have you? Probably not related to pH, but more to microbial imbalance. So, and also just sort of not processing waste products well. So the red staining is actually porphyrin, which is a breakdown product of the red cell. And that's what colors hemoglobin red, so that when it picks up oxygen, that's why your red cells look red. So usually this means that there is some process going on that is not working well, and often it is dysbiosis in the gut. So if you're not using a probiotic, Wendy, that's where I would start with that. Sometimes also we will see this as sort of the beginning of allergies, but if his paws are not itchy, then chances are good it's more related to dysbiosis. And hurrah! Great to hear, Lolly. So Bogart does not have transitional cell carcinoma. He had a leiomyoma, which is a smooth muscle neoplasm, and thankfully it's benign. And great. So that's marvelous. So it sounds like he is in the clear. Definitely keep working on that gut, because that's kind of where all this, you may have some more success in calming things down. I am so delighted to hear that, because I know you were super worried about your buddy. And hey, Susan. Hey, Susie. Great to see you both. So Susie, the reason I said why it was good it did not have a prebiotic in it is that for a lot of people and pets, they just don't deal well with prebiotics. So that means that if your pet does tolerate them well, you can add them back in. But the upside is that if your pet does not tolerate the prebiotics, as far as creates more gas, bloating, diarrhea, nausea, burping, things of that nature, then it's not in there. So it just makes it easier. So I think that's part of why this product has been a smoother ride for a lot of pets. And Wendy, Hannah will get you squared away and take care of whatever you need, and we'll get you the originally promised pricing. And then Wendy's asking about CBD. And let's see. And this product is going to be too high in THC. Sort of the maximal starting dose is about 0.5 milligrams, Wendy. So alcohol, I think, is not too big of a problem, because frankly, if you put it in a little bit of warm water, it definitely gets the alcohol out of there. But you do need more you need a straight CBD product to start with, so you're clear on what's happening, what's not happening. Now, as I said, we've been using really low dose THC for Mona, and that has been really helpful. But that is literally 0.5 milligrams, and that is 4 to 6 milligrams, so you would not be able to get a good dose out of there. It's because you've got in this product CBD 4 to 6 milligrams per mil and THC 4 to 6 milligrams per ml. So you need, for Rudy, you would need probably at least a good 5 to 10 milligrams to start with. So I would take a look at that. And this is the difficulty. You may also check out, I don't know if they can ship this into Canada or not, but I'm going to put a website in for CBD Dog Health. I'm very, very impressed with their products, but that will give you an idea of what you're looking for. There has to be a product available near you that would actually suffice as far as just a plain CBD product. So let's see here. I got too much going on here. Let me swap back to the camera. I'm going to double check if we have any other questions that I missed. And let's see. Let's see, I got that one. Let's see, and Debbie, we talked about, and this just kills me. So her little dog, Daisy, had some urinary tract issues. They went to the vet, lots of crystals in the urine, and then wanted her to put her on a prescription diet, and then also gave her Convenia, which is an antibiotic. And I'm not sure if there was an infection present or not, but I think a lot of vets just sort of default to that. So we discussed, do we need to change the diet? And really, no. What you do need to do is adjust the pH. And in this situation, the pH was too low. It was 6.5. So we're going to add a little bit of baking soda to each meal. And that way we will be able to get the urine pH up. That will prevent the crystals from forming in the bladder. And then the other thing is to continue to use lots of water in each meal to help flush the bladder out. Let's see, and I think we talked about this from Kathy last time about Daisy. Hopefully Daisy is feeling better. But we should be good to go. And I think that's all we have for this week. So, and Susan's saying that Abner's albumin is up to 3.9 for the first time in 5 years, which is phenomenal. So for those of you that don't know Susan and Abner, he is this poor guy has lymphangiectasia, which is not fun. It's a gut disease where they just don't absorb things very well, and fat really balls things up. And then on lantanoprost twice a day, but it's constricting his pupil and reducing his eyesight. So another med for glaucoma that won't do this. And Susan, this is where, I know you're using CBD already, but that's where what the prescription drug Marinol, which is a THC product, came in for people, because it controlled the glaucoma, blood pressure, the pressure in the eye very well. Now, this, again, is not, it's something that's relatively new and experimental for dogs. So I don't know enough to tell you how well that would or would not work. But I would talk with your veterinarian about what's going on, let her know that that is constricting the pupil. It may simply be that the dose needs to be a smidge smaller. So that's what I've got for y'all this week. Again, we've got some really awesome stuff coming up if we can just get down to the bottom of it. Thank you again for your patience with our website. And we will see you next week, and give everybody a big old hug for me. And we'll see you again next week. Thanks.